and welcome to Flow with the Funk. My name is Michelle, aka Flo, aka your funky celebrant. This is a podcast aimed at anyone and everyone interested in love and ceremony, from the beginning of life to the end of life, and everything in between. Hey, so I'm back. I haven't done a podcast in what feels like for ages, basically because life got in the way. There's been an awful lot going on for me, as there has with everybody during and post-COVID. But I'm back, firing on all cylinders just about. And I thought I'd share a little bit about what's been going on with me in my absence. So over the last couple of years, I've lost both of my parents. And I'm not going to lie, it's hit me hard. And I've had to take some time out from my normal effervescent self just to process what's happened, how my parents died, when they died, how we could honour them, and all the other things, because COVID really, really did do a number on us all. And it really curtailed how we could celebrate their lives and with who we could celebrate their lives. It felt at times like I was just going through the motions, and I probably was. But I'm out the other end of it, as much as come out the other end of grief. And I'm ready to sparkle again. So I thought I would start my new series of my podcasts with the topic of celebrating through grief. It's not always going to strike at the most opportune or convenient of times, but you can guarantee that for a lot of us, we will find ourselves elbow deep in organising or participating in some kind of celebration, such as a wedding, and started to think, well, how are we going to get through all this? So this is all completely from my own perspective. But we'll start with the honorees, i.e. it's your wedding day. Depending on when you have lost a family member, friend or acquaintance or beloved pet, your knee-jerk reaction may be to cancel everything and reschedule. But before you pull the plug, and as much as you may not want or have the headspace to, you do need to stop and think about the financial implications postponing or cancelling your celebrations could cause. How much will you lose? Can you move dates or rebook with the same venue when you are ready? How about your supplies and the costs incurred by your guests? Do you have insurance? And will it cover you under these circumstances? And the biggest question to ask yourselves, would your loved one want you to celebrate regardless of their absence? Once you've asked yourselves these questions, and no doubt a million more, and decided to proceed with caution, what kind of things may throw a curveball in your direction? Buying your outfits. Whatever the wedding outfit you're planning, chances are you were not planning on choosing it alone. Maybe that special person was part of your entourage and would have been there with you. Now, this might seem a bit left field, but you can go shopping alone. After all, the final decision will be down to you, and the shop staff, tailor or seamstress, will look after you and give you an honest opinion. And remember, they do this for a living and have come across all shapes and all sizes, as well as differing levels of body confidence. When you pick the right supplier to visit for your outfit, they will ensure this bittersweet experience is the best that it can be. How about the ceremony? It is quite easy to include your loved one in a ceremony, especially a celebrant-led ceremony, so be sure to speak with your officiant for some ideas. A little cameo brooch or pendant with a photo attached to flowers or an outfit means they will be walking alongside you throughout the ceremony. Have an empty chair with a keepsake or a photo placed on it. You could put some flowers or a buttonhole there with a little message or poem so that the other guests know why that chair is being kept empty. Maybe a memorial table with a gallery of photos, and that's transferable from the ceremony to the reception space.
A candle.
To be lit at the beginning of the ceremony and left to burn for the duration. Taking time to pause, hold hands, remember, and just be in that moment. This allows your guests to bring to mind anyone that they may choose to. Remember, it doesn't have to be a prolonged moment of reflection, and it certainly doesn't have to be somber. Then we have the reception and the speeches. Remember the memorial table, flowers and candle from the ceremony? Well, move these into the reception area Put them near to your guest book so that everyone can see them. Keep that empty chair at the table if you want. Be sure to include them in your speeches and or your first dance. I have known couples include life-size cutouts. This isn't going to be to everyone's taste, but as with every other part of your celebration, it is about what is right for you. So how are you going to navigate as a guest? Attending, it's hard attending any type of celebration when you're grieving. Some days the feelings are just overwhelming and it's all you can do to get out of bed and get dressed. Lots of us have been there. Please don't feel any discomfort about either declining or only attending for part of the day. When accepting that invitation, let your host know if they don't already, and maybe only accept an evening invitation, which will give you and them a little bit more flexibility. Alternatively, let them know you'll be there for the ceremony and reception, but you'll bow out and go home for a bath and an early night. Whatever you're feeling, it's okay to not be okay, but to still want to support and celebrate with your friends and loved ones. Gifting. When you lose a partner, especially as well as losing your social mojo, you may find that you lose some financial stability too. When once you'll have thought nothing of spending a tidy sum on a gift, you may feel that you have to rethink the amount you spend, and that's okay too. It shouldn't be about the size of the gift or how much it cost, or even if you've bought one. Your presence should be enough. You can always give something later as and when you are able. How are we going to navigate this as a supplier? That's the difficult one, and from my point of view especially. Finding your energy and keeping on track is extremely difficult. I speak from the experience of losing close family members while still having to put a smile on my face, conduct ceremonies the same day or in the days after. I chose not to tell some of my couples, but I did confide in one and let them know what was going on in my life at that time, just in case my mask slipped and I wasn't as bubbly as they expected on the day. After all, we are human. We hurt just like everyone else and put so much pressure on ourselves to deliver to the highest quality. We'll often work when we're ill, when we're receiving treatment, as well as when we're grieving. So my advice to my fellow suppliers is, be honest with your clients. You will have spent time getting to know each other and they will be just as concerned for your welfare on their special day as they are about their guests. If you really can't face it, get another supply in place as cover before you let your clients know to cause them minimal stress and be prepared to take a financial hit. This is where your contracts really come into play. You may have to pay for cover or partially refund an undelivered service. Personally, I'd rather pay for cover than deliver something so under par it ruins someone's day. Share what you feel is appropriate, but remember, transparency is key here. Whatever you do, look after yourself. And if you need to, get some help. There is no shame in saying you aren't coping and need help. Help is always available. You've got the NHS and you've obviously got the Samaritans. As I said, this is a very personal podcast from my own experience and viewpoint. It's not intended to replace legal or appropriate health advice. Grief is very personal, and navigating your way through grief is a very personal journey. But I hope this has given you some help and a little bit of a different perspective on how you too can navigate your way through grief while celebrating. I hope you can join me again soon. Take care.